ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिर्नैष्ठिकी। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text 25. Jijivise na aham iha amuya kim antaha bahihi cha आवृतया इवयोन्या इच्छामि कालेन न यस्य विप्लवः तस्य आत्मलोक आवरणस्य मोक्षम्। जिजीविषेनाहम् इहामुया किम् अन्तर्बहिर्चावृतये व्ययोन्या अन्तर्बहिश्चावृतये व्ययोन्या इच्छामि कालेन न यस्य विप्लवस् इच्छामि कालेन न यस्य विप्लवस् तस्यात्मलोकावरणस्य मोक्षम् तस्यात्मलोकावरणस्य मोक्षम् जिजीविषेणाहमिहामुया किम् अन्तर्बहिर्चावृतये व्ययोन्या इच्छामि कालेन न यस्य विप्लवस् तस्यात्मलोकावरणस्य मोक्षम् जिजीविषेणाहमिहामुया किम् अन्तर्बहिर्चावृतये व्ययोन्या इच्छामि कालेन न यस्य विप्लवस् तस्यात्मलोकावरणस्य मोक्षम्। चामि कालेन न यस्य विप्लवस् అశాత్మలోకావరణశ్య మోక్షం. ఈ విషయమా
జిజీవిషేనాహమిహాముయా కిం అంతర్బహిర్చావృతయేద్వయోన్యాం ఇచ్ఛామి కాలేన నయస్య విప్లవస్ తశాత్మలోకావరణశ్య మోక్షం.
వట్ వర్డ్ మీనింగ్? జిజి విషే విష్ టు లివ్ లాంగ్, నాట్ అహం ఐ ఇహ ఇన్ దిస్ లైఫ్, అముయా ఆర్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ లైఫ్. I do not wish to live upon being saved from this dangerous position. Kim, what is the value? Antaha, internally. Bahihi, externally. Cha, and. Avrataya, covered by ignorance. Yidhyayonya, in this birth, as an elephant. Ichchami, I desire. Kalena, because of the influence of time. Na, there is not. Yasya, of which. Viplavaha, annihilation. Tasya, that. ఆత్మలోక ఆవరణశ్య, ఫ్రమ్ ద కవరింగ్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ రియలైజేషన్, మోక్షం, లిబరేషన్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఐ డు నాట్ విష్ టు లివ్ ఎనీ మోర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఐ ఆమ్ రిలీజ్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద అటాక్ ఆఫ్ ద క్రొకడైల్. What is the use of an elephant's body covered externally and internally by ignorance? I simply desire eternal liberation from the covering of ignorance. That covering is not destroyed by the influence of time. Please repeat responsibly. I do not wish to live anymore. After I am released from the attack of the crocodile. What is the use of an elephant's body covered externally and internally by ignorance? I simply desire eternal liberation from the covering of ignorance. That covering is not destroyed by the influence of time, purported by His divine grace. In this material world, every living entity is covered by the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, the Vedas enjoin that one should approach the Supreme Lord through the spiritual master, who is described and offered prayers in the Gautamiya Tantra as follows. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master, who, with the torchlight of knowledge, has opened my eyes, which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance. Although one may struggle for existence in this material world, to live forever is impossible. One must understand, however, that this struggle for existence is due to ignorance, for otherwise, every living being is an eternal part of the Supreme Lord. There is no need to live as an elephant or man, American or Indian. One should desire only to achieve liberation from the cycle of birth and death. Because of ignorance, we consider every life offered by nature to be happy and pleasing. But in the degraded life within this material world, from the life of Lord Brahma down to that of an ant, no one can actually be happy. We are making so many plans to live happily, but there cannot be any happiness in this material world. However, we may try to make a permanent settlement in this life or that.
Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnanan Janasalakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkrupatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpata Rabdasya Krupa Sindubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastachadi Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Radha Rasvihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshmanuman ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are reading about the pastime of Gajendra Moksha. Gajendra, the elephant, who was in the previous life as Indradyumna Maharaj of Pandya Kingdom in Dravida Desh, and when he was performing his austerities in the Malaya Hill, Agastya Muni visited his hermitage because Indradyumna Maharaj was in his deep meditation. He couldn't recognize the arrival of Agastya Muni and did not show any respects or hospitality. Upset with not being shown proper hospitality, Agastya Muni cursed Indradyumna Maharaj to be born as a dull, intelligent animal, elephant. So born as an elephant, Indradyumna Maharaj, who was in the previous life, Gajendra now, he was enjoying his life. He was enjoying his life in the Trikuta mountain range, which was on the shores of Milk Ocean. And it is said that the demigods and Gandharvas used to come to this place to have a picnic. It's far more better than Talasari. We have nothing here, so at least Talasari is okay. Gandharvas, demigods, they used to come and play in this garden around this Trikuta mountain, in which there was a crystal clear water, lake, and very fragrant flowers and fruits, everything best you can describe about in the material world. So Gajendra, with his so many family members, she elephants and entire family, he was enjoying in this water. And he was intoxicated. He had drunk liquor. I don't know where he got the liquor, but he drank liquor. And he was intoxicated. And once a person becomes intoxicated, then he goes out of control. So he was disturbing the water, so much so that all the aquatics, they were completely disturbed. Hey, what's happening? So much disturbance coming. So there appeared a crocodile. You thought, hey, you came to my... Crocodile thinks that this body of water is my kingdom. A mera jagah. And he thought that you are a foreigner, alien. What are you doing in the water? I am the king here. So this crocodile, who was actually a Gandharva in the previous life, and he was cursed by Devala Rishi to become a crocodile. So this crocodile came and attacked Gajendra. So Gajendra, elephant, was very strong, and he thought that what can match with my strength. Not only he was physically intoxicated with the liquor, he was also mentally intoxicated with his ego. I am very big. Who can challenge me? So he was surprised that somebody challenged him. That is, crocodile in the water. So he tried to get out of the water, but the strength of crocodile was so much so that he will not allow him to get out of the water. He will retain him, hold him. So there was a pushing and pulling. He is trying to pull out of the water, and crocodile is, pulling him inside the water. So going on, only for 1,000 years. This was going on for 1,000 years. Not 1,000 days. So you can imagine, 1,000 years this pushing and pulling was going on. As it was going on, the Gajendra, he was strong, but 1,000 years somebody is trying, he will become weak, Kana nai, pina nai, fasting. Nirjala Ekadesi is coming. Next. Ek din mein hamara halat kaisa hota hai? So 1,000 years, what to speak. So he was so strong, he started becoming weaker. Whereas crocodile, who was the living entity of the water, he was not losing any strength. On the other hand, he was becoming stronger to pull him inside. He's stronger, he didn't lose. Whereas elephant is a living entity to live in the land. If he goes into water, he becomes weak. So in this way, this fight went on for this long, and then Gajendra decided to surrender to the Supreme Lord. It is stated that when one wants to fight with his opponent, he should be in his position of strength. Where your strength is there, you should be there. Otherwise, there is a good chance that you may lose the game. Gajendra, if actually the same fight happened in the land, there is no way that crocodile would have dragged it for this long. Even if crocodile came and caught hold of his one leg, he has got three more legs, right? Even if he takes one more leg and if he gives chutney ban jata tha. That is not possible in the water. He is struggling in the water. Whereas crocodile is very strong. He is pulling him without any problem. You see, he is challenging him. So the living entities are also struggling in this material world. We all are like elephants. And Maya is like crocodile. Maya. And Maya is trying to capture us, drag you inside her kingdom. So many are dragged also. A lot of are dragged. But those who are resisting, they are like Gajendras, trying to come out of it. Devotees trying to come out of it. Devotees are trying to come out of Maya. Crocodile is trying to pull. Maya is trying to capture. Drown you. You are trying to come out. No, I don't want to drown. I just want to come out. So, Gajendra was, even though had a elephant body, which is considered dull intelligent, but he could recognize that within 1,000 years. It took 1,000 years. Recognize that this is a hopeless fight. I have to do something else. I kept on dragging when I was strong. It didn't work. Now I am becoming weaker. If I try to drag, what is going to happen? See, he is intelligent actually. That intelligence is carried forward from his previous life as Indradyumna Maharaj. Then he decided that I have to take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Very intelligent decision. Whereas the living entities, even though trying for not 1,000 years, millions of lifetimes, not years, not in terms of years, millions of lifetimes, in different brahmandas, brahmanda brahmite, still we cannot understand that, no, something else I have to try. We keep trying the same thing. Trying to be happy, work hard, and then again, born again, going on in the cycle of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, going on the cycle. So here, this pastime of Gajendra is reminding us, hey, wake up, sleeping soul, jiv jago, sleeping on the lap of Maya, and drag the Maya is grabbing you, and you say, yes, I am coming, don't worry, I will come on my own. You don't have to drag also. Like a moth getting into the fire. Zoom, zoom. So, this pastime of Gajendra is a lesson for those who are struggling in this material world for happiness. Millions and millions of, like, since time immemorial, so to say. Struggling. Still we are not getting to the point that we have to try something. We are trying the same thing, whatever we had tried in the last lifetime. Ahara Nidra, Vaya Maitanam, say, oh, I am happy. Then again, born again. Again, same thing. Going on and on in the cycle. But Gajendra here says that, I do not wish to live anymore. After I am released from this attack, after even if I get released, I don't want to live here. This is too much. And I thought that I am the king of all the elephants, and I thought that I am so powerful. Nothing. I am realizing nothing this is. So much suffering. What is the use of elephant's body? He himself is telling. Elephant's body. I am covered externally and internally by ignorance. Ignorance. Ignorance means lack of knowledge. You don't have the knowledge. That means you are ignorant of certain things. do not know the things as they are. Something is there, but you do not know what that is, real. What is that real identity? Exactly like, if you are in the darkness, pitch dark, mid of the night, pitch dark, you are in the close room, you just woke up, completely dark, no night lamp, nothing. You cannot see anything. Even your hand, you may be lifting the hand, you may be experiencing that you are lifting the hand, but you can't see your own hand. Darkness. In darkness, you cannot see things as they are. You cannot see. To see means you need some light. If the light is there, then, oh, this is my hand, yes. Oh, this is a switch. I have to put on the switch, then light will come. So, in the absence of light, you can't see anything. So, ignorance is absence of knowledge. Absence of knowledge. Elephant, Gajendra, he is blaming his own ignorance. Actually, every animal is in ignorance because they cannot think anything beyond ahara nidra bhayamaitunamcha. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. They cannot think anything. If these four things are there, they are very happy. They think that their life is successful. Everything is successful. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Though all animals are ignorant, elephant is more ignorant. The quality of elephant is, it has got a huge body, but the intelligence is not proportional to the body size. There is a disproportionality there. The elephant, when it is a small baby, when it is small, the trainer, the elephant trainers, they have to train the elephant. What they do, they tie the elephant's leg with a chain. With a chain, iron chain, and they tie it to the very strong banyan tree kind of thing. And the elephant will try to pull, try to escape. It will kichega, you know, it will pull, pull. Then, it know, it says, pull kiya, ota nahi. Ek din try kiya, do din try kiya. It tries for quite some time. Tries for quite some time. And it is not, you know, able to come out of the, you know, the shackle, iron shackle. Then, what it does, he then decides that I cannot pull in this whole lifetime. I cannot release from this. So it settles in his mind. Once that settles in the mind, the elephant trainer, he releases from the iron shackle and he ties with a simple rope, ordinary rope. Now the elephant is thinking, this pulling will not do, I cannot try this. He was a baby, at the time he tried pulling the iron shackle, it didn't work. But now he's grown big, and he can actually break the rope actually. It's a very simple, even if you try with a simple rope, it will never try. He said, "May merko maalum hai, aisa hone wala nahi." Even though some other animal would have tried, for example, you tie a bull. It will not think for the whole lifetime that you know, he has to do like that. He will try, you know, he will keep trying. Bull will try to go this way. You pull it, then it will stop. Okay. He will try to go on his own way. When you pull it only, he will stop. So, elephant, among all the animals, is more dull intelligence. The elephant trainer, again, he will use what is known as ankush, goat. And in the beginning, he will keep on piercing it, and he gets so much pain. And after he settles down, hey, this fellow, you know, he will pierce me, you know, I should be respectful to him. After that, he will not even have an ankush. He will have a simple lati. Usko hi karega na, oh, ankush ne kar raha hai mere ko. He thinks that he is doing with the ankush actually, sharp tool. He is not thinking, hey, he is seeing also. He is saying, hey, ankush to nahi hai, wo dhimat nahi baitega. Already bait gaya. This fellow will always, you know, pierce me with the ankush. He is seeing in front of his eyes. He is seeing whether it is iron shackle or rope. He can see also, you know. But still, nahi nahi kuch bandhiya matlab hum nahi ja sakte. Dull intelligence. Amongst animal, elephant is more dull because even though he has got a big body, he doesn't have the proportional intelligence actually. So he is blaming himself. I am so ignorant. Now he is enlightened actually. I am covered internally and externally. இட்ஸ் a very intelligent statement. So, external covering of this ignorance is that when the Maya is offering certain things for enjoyment. Suppose you see something nice to eat. Oh, very nice, I am eating. Say that, oh, I am very happy. Sleeping, mating, defending, ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitunam cha. Person becomes very happy. And he doesn't worry about whether there is anything beyond his happiness. External covering. Outside world, Maya, is offering various things for our enjoyment. We become very happy. We are happy in the beginning. We become very older and older. That happiness that we were enjoying in the beginning, we are not able to enjoy now. Still, theek hai, chalta hai. Jara, vyadi, aata hai. Then, death comes. Still, theek hai. Death is coming. We have seen everybody dying. He knows that I am going to die. Is he intelligently taking any step? Ignorance. The symptom of ignorance. You know some danger is going to come, you have to anticipate it and take necessary step to overcome it. This is part of the life. Kya karega? Ignorance. External ignorance. Sometimes somebody, some philosopher, thoughtful person, hey, wait a minute. This is not actual happiness. I can see that happiness is not going to be permanent and I have to find out something. He tries with his own intelligence. Some philosophers come up with philosophy. There are so many philosophers, Buddhist, Gautama Buddha. He saw that, hey, this world is full of suffering. Vyadi, Jara, Mrityu, so much suffering. He came up with something else. One step, coming out of the external ignorance. Oh, something else I have to try. What to try? Trying something, what is coming? Mayavadis, so many philosophers, they come up with certain things. Oh, there is suffering. But what is to be counteracted? How to get the solution? Somebody tries to find his own solution in almost all probability, he may not get the real solution. He needs some guidance. The guidance of somebody who has seen the truth. So Prabhupada quotes, Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya. We are born in the darkness. Everybody is born in the dark, no, ignorance, darkness of ignorance. He needs to get some knowledge, everybody. And that knowledge has to come from a spiritual master. The other day, we are discussing about spiritual master is necessary or not. Because you are in darkness, you need spiritual master. On my own, I cannot understand. Even if I understand, it will be a partial solution. It cannot be a complete solution. One who is a tattva darshini, one who has seen the truth, one who is situated in Krishna consciousness, he can give the solution. That solution is like torchlight of knowledge. Somebody is blind. You are blind, you can't see anything. Then somebody does a surgery on your eyes. And then shows the torchlight of knowledge. Then you know, oh, this is how world is. Very nice, this world is. So, that is the role of the spiritual master. He says that, hey, wait a minute. You are ignorant. You think that janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi is not going to affect you? Or is thinking that you are happy? Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maitana, this is what is giving happiness to you? No, this is ignorance. Oh, really ignorance? Yes. External ignorance. Then what? No, you are not this body. You are spirit soul. You are covered with all kinds of desires, material desire, unwanted, anarthas. Your consciousness is covered. This is the internal ignorance. Covered. You are covered. Clean this. Clean this. Consciousness. Consciousness is covered by external agents, material agents. Clean this. When you clean this, then you can see yourself. You are that spirit soul. I am Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. Spiritual nature. Not that you become God. Your nature is spiritual. So, internal covering. So, the internal covering, to remove properly, proper process, spiritual master's help is required. whereas we are discussing the case of Gajendra, but Gajendra already practiced his spiritual life to some extent in the previous lifetime. Now it is ready for him to surrender to Krishna. So Krishna, acting as a Chaitya Guru, he will take him, he will liberate him and take him back. But that is a special process. For practicing devotees, working, practicing devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master is very, very important to come out of these both coverings of internal and external ignorance. So, coming out of this darkness is very important for a person who is aspiring to progress in Krishna consciousness. The Vedic statement says, asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityoma amritam gamaya. Don't mean asat, come to sat. Sat, asat is false, something not true. Come to true, don't mean falsehood, don't mean ignorance. Tamas, tamas means ignorance. Don't be in ignorance, darkness of ignorance. Come to light. Jyotirgamaya. Ignorance is ajnana, tamas, darkness. Whereas jnana, intelligence, is light. When the light of knowledge comes, ignorance goes away automatically. In the night there is so much darkness. As soon as the sun arises in the east, immediately you can't trace the darkness. You don't have to do anything separately to get out of darkness. You just have to bring the light, darkness goes away. If you are in so much darkness, okay, I will take a bucket and empty the darkness, you know, nikalega. What do you empty? Empty what to where? Just bring one spark of light, darkness, that much will go away. You bring more light, the darkness goes away. Our necessity is to bring light in our life, bring knowledge in our life. Ignorance automatically goes away. Dying again and again, don't be dying. Amrutam, get to Amrutam, become eternal. The happiness that one is trying to get, the living entity is looking for happiness. Satchit Ananda, the nature of Ananda is there in the spirit soul. When he tries to find Ananda with the material object, he gets some kind of happiness, illusory happiness, and with that happiness, if he is completely satisfied, he is in ignorance. When a person knows that this is not the happiness that I should be looking for, I am spirit soul. My original nature is to be servant of Krishna. Jivera Swarupahai Krishnera Nitya Das. I am supposed to be servant of God, Krishna. And when I do that service, then my happiness will be there. And that is a permanent happiness. So that is Amritam, real Amritam. And in the material world, getting little happiness and getting old, you cannot even enjoy, and then you are hankering for that happiness, again you are born, again you little bit enjoy, going on the cycle and cycle. That is not real intelligence. The real intelligence comes when one tries to pursue how to come out of the ignorance and be situated in real knowledge as they are. The real knowledge is, this is I am spirit soul. Who am I? I am spirit soul. What am I doing here? I am supposed to be connecting to super soul, Krishna. I am not establishing that connection. This is a foreign land for me. Like Gajendra is in the foreign land, foreign domain. So you are in the water, weak. So we are here. Our natural place of living is spiritual world. There we can be enjoying with Krishna. Instead of that, we came to this. And Maya crocodile is always capturing us. It is not even crocodile, it is a very small fish also can capture us. And going on in the cycle. Coming out of that ignorance is actually intelligence. Very important. Sometimes, people say, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss. Because if the reality is unpleasant, why to face unpleasant reality? Better let me be ignorant so that I will be happy, not worried about reality. this is not intelligence, this is less intelligence. Whatever is the reality, you have to face. Suppose the cat, you know, when somebody, suppose dog comes to attack cat, what cat will do, you know? Cat will close the eyes. See that, now I close my eyes, I don't have the, you know, threat. Actually, threat is right in front of you. It is your foolishness that you are not facing it, closing the eyes. Closing the eye is not the solution. Cat, he thinks that I closed my eye, everybody closed their eyes actually. Whole world has closed their eyes. Whole world is closed. Another ignorant animal. Different animals, they exhibit different levels of ignorance. The cat thinks by closing his eyes, he is overcome the threat. No. Threat is very much there. Whether he closed the eyes or opened the eyes, threat will be there. So intelligence is to face the threat and how to overcome the threat. That is intelligence. Suppose somebody is diabetic. Diabetic. You all may not be diabetic. Backers may be. When somebody is diabetic, his sugar level is high. Glucose level is high in the blood. So you can't take sugar, sweet. And you will know how much your sugar level is if you go to test the blood, you know. Blood test. So blood test, if you go, then, 250. Then no, you have to be concerned, I have to reduce it. Somebody thinks that, अरे ब्लड टेस्ट करेगा तो मालूम पड़ जाएगा नहीं ब्लड टेस्ट नहीं करेगा इफ आई टेस्ट ब्लड देन दे विल टेल नो शुगर लेवल इज हाई देन आई कैन नॉट ईट स्वीट व्हाट इज दिस हाउ कैन आई अच्छा अच्छा क्या है महाप्रसाद रसगुल्ला रसमलाई सो ही थिंक्स दैट आई विल नॉट गो फॉर ब्लड टेस्ट आई विल टेक Radha Rasviyari Mahaprasad, this is transcendental. I am spirit soul, you know, I am transcendental spirit soul. And Mahaprasad is transcendental. I am on the, you know, transcendental platform. Rasgulla, Rasmalai. And he is in bliss. Enjoying. Obviously, taking Mahaprasad is always a bliss. But then, this material body, which is not in the, you know, transcendental level, you think you are transcendental, then your blood sugar level will transcend the limits. If it really transcends the limit, you will have more trouble. Then you will be hospitalized. There are so many other things. We will not go into details. More trouble. More trouble. So, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is less intelligence. It is not bliss. It's actually the illusory covering we are putting in front of the reality and thinking it is bliss. It is not bliss. Foolishness. Ignorance to think it is bliss. So, the reality is there. We cannot close the eyes. We cannot say, if I read Bhagavad Gita, then it will talk about what I should not do. So, I will not read Bhagavad Gita. I will keep doing whatever I want to do. Another ignorance. It's not that you have to face the reality and then how to conquer the threat. That is intelligence. So when a devotee is sincerely and seriously engaged in Krishna consciousness, under the guidance of the spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada's instruction in ISKCON, we have all the books, law books, then disciplic succession is going on. So when one renders devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one actually makes progress in Krishna consciousness. So much so that Lord Krishna says, Tesham evanu kampartam agam ajnana jamtama Nasayami Atma Bhavasto Jnana Dipena Bhashvataha. Our, in spite of our trying sincerely, sometimes, you know, ignorance acts. You are not so pure. And Krishna says that I seated within the heart. You ajnana, even if there's some ajnana remaining with you, I light jnana dhipena. See, the ignorance is compared to darkness and knowledge is compared to light. Krishna says, I light the knowledge, jnana dhipa. I put the jnana dhipa within your heart so that the ignorance will go away. Krishna is there to help us. For whom he will help? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. When somebody is rendering unadulterated, unconditional, pure devotional service under the Supreme Lord, then Krishna says, I give the intelligence. You may not have intelligence. Listen, sometimes intelligence works, sometimes it doesn't work. What to do? Krishna says, I give the intelligence. If you are doing loving devotional service and things, tesam satata yuktana, bhajatam priti purvakam, by loving devotional service. So in this way, when one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, one can be assured that he can overcome this internal ignorance and external ignorance that Gajendra is praying for here. Gajendra is praying that even if I am liberated, I don't want to take any more bath. It's enough, is enough. Too much. I should get completely freed from all kinds of ignorance and all kinds of suffering. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that everyone wants to become happy, but nobody can be permanently happy. Ah, Brahma Bhavanar Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. Starting from the highest planet down to the lowest planet, everywhere it is a suffering. Birth, death, old age and disease. Nobody can overcome that. So here Gajendra is praying that I don't want a temporary relief now. If I come out of this water and I am come out of the danger of the crocodile, I may be relieved, but I am not going to be settling for that much relief only. I want such a relief that is permanent, that cannot be taken away by time factor. In this material world, things are taken away by the time factor. One may be happy for some time factor changes and he becomes suffering. Somebody may be very rich, after some time, his richness goes away. Somebody is very famous, after that he is not famous. The time factor steals away what we possess. We may think that I am very happy with my possession, but time factor takes away whatever we possess. So Gajendra is praying, I don't want the happiness that is going to be taken away by the time factor. I want something permanent. That is, permanently situated in the spiritual realm. So, a devotee also should learn the lesson from here that we should aspire for something which is permanent, not temporary. Just temporarily sometime, even the temporary could also mean that for the whole lifetime. Even the whole lifetime is considered temporary. Yes, what? How, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, how long we are going to live? That is nothing compared to Brahma's span of life. Nothing. So, when one is engaged in Krishna consciousness, his aim should be to get that permanent thing that Krishna is promising. Yad gatvana nivattante tad dhamam paramam mama. You come to my planet, the spiritual kingdom, Goloka Vrindavan, you never return here. So our actual position is in the spiritual kingdom of God. And we left that and we came to this material world, which is like water. And Maya crocodile is always capturing us. Sometimes we get relieved from this crocodile and think, ah, I am relieved, you know. Sometimes, quite possible. But it is very difficult. Very difficult. Even if you are relieved, then you think, oh, I am now liberated. What liberated? Again, another crocodile will come and attack. Every time we go to water to take something, crocodile comes and attack. Every time we get relieved, that is not a permanent solution. The permanent solution is to get rid of this entire domain. The elephant should think that I should never go to this lake. But then, the pitiable condition is that he needs water. He has to go there. And crocodile attacks. The same way, the living entities, they want enjoyment. Maya to dega na. So, we go little to the Maya. Then Maya attacks us. then we suffer, then we come out, again suffer, goes on and on. So this particular pastime is teaching us that we are struggling in this world, exactly like Gajendra is struggling. Gajendra is struggling with the crocodile, and we are struggling with Maya. Maya is offering so many things, take this, take that. And sometimes we take and we get attacked, then one lifetime goes, then another lifetime, again another crocodile attack, goes on and on and on. Maya is attacking. And Gajendra was very intelligent, even though dull elephant, intelligent. Within 1000 years he came to the conclusion that ye kaam ka nahi. And we are struggling and keep struggling if we don't have the intelligence of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. We are struggling eternally. Still we have not woken up. We are lesser intelligent than this elephant. If we really have to act intelligently, then we have to take to the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna varanam pasha krishnam sango pangastra parshadam yajnai sankirtanatraya yajantihi sumedha saha. If you want to be really intelligent, refined intelligence, sumedha, sumedha is intelligent actually. Sumedha means very intelligent. Very intelligent. So, when we take to the process of Krishna consciousness, so Gajendra surrendered within 1000 years, he then offered little flower that he had. Immediately surrendered. So we also surrender the lotus feet of Krishna. This lifetime is for you. I have to do devotional service unto your lotus feet, so that in this lifetime I will come to your kingdom. That you are saying, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam para. I want to come to that kingdom in this lifetime. So in this way, when one tries, we have wasted a lot of time. We don't need to waste any more time. So following the footsteps of Gajendra, if we surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna and sincerely and seriously engage in devotional service, we can surely be assured of going back home, back to Godhead, and permanently be happy, permanently be freed from the all ignorance and the entanglement of this Maya, and be situated in Lord Krishna's association in the Goloka Vrindavan, and we be permanently happy there. We want to be happy, but real happiness comes from Lord Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. We'll stop here. Any question or comments?
Hare Krishna, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
You said that Brahman Brahmite Bhagyavan Jivate. All are struggling and not getting sense that I should try something else. So we have so many options to try to get happiness along with Krishna consciousness. So how to come at this conclusion? Only Krishna consciousness can give me all success.
We are struggling since time immemorial, so we have to try something else. What is that something else? So many processes are there. So many processes are there. What is to be tried? Right? You can evaluate the processes. It is all in front of you. Whichever the process gives the best result, that is to be tried. Krishna consciousness is giving the best result. So you equate that with any other process, you will find anything else will be lesser than what Krishna consciousness can offer. Suppose you want to try impersonalism. So you equate, what is impersonalism? You think that the absolute truth is having no form, no personality, no qualities, arupa, everything that you can say, no of those things. And that is one side. And then you take another side, Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna, Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we should worship him, we should do arati, we should offer rasgulla, rasmalai. Then after that you will get a plate of Mahaprasad, that on one side, and you are Mayavadi, and this world is false. and we should not engage in sense gratification. This is we should be renounced, and you eat some frugal things. This is one side. Where is more happiness now, you see? This fellow, he is thinking he is very renowned, so he is not eating, and he becomes very thin also. Thoda khane ke liye bhi enjoyment nahi le raha hai, theek hai rehne do. On this side, you are controlling your senses in Krishna consciousness. When Mahaprasad comes, you take. Enjoyment is there also. But you know that you are not this body, you are the soul also. Not that you have forgotten that. And you know that if I chant Hare Krishna, I will purify my consciousness. So when I purify my consciousness, then I will not be eating this much. I will be eating less. That you will do after a later stage. But then, in this process, you come to completely purified state of consciousness, you feel happiness. Not by eating rasgulla, by chanting the holy names. You chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Then, he is getting so much bliss by chanting. By eating rasgulla also, you'll get bliss separately. That everybody can get. I'm talking about by chanting the names and getting bliss. And you are very happy. And somebody is coming and offering you, different material objects of happiness. He said, no, I am very happy with chanting. Mayavadi. Aham Brahmasmi. Aham Brahmasmi. Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi. Bolte ja raha hai. And he is not getting any happiness. And bolte, he pyaas lagta hai, pani pita hai. He is not getting happiness by just chanting that Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvamasi, whatever other things, whatever he wants to chant. In his process itself, by doing that, he is not getting happiness. So even in the material world itself, by chanting the holy names at the purified state, somebody is in the bliss, and this fellow is thinking, this world is suffering, when will I merge into Brahman, then I will become happy, karke bolta rehta hai. He is feeling suffering in a different scale. Their very process assures only merging into Brahman if the fellow is successful. Oh, successful, hoye ga ki nahi, wo alag baat hai. Even if he becomes successful, at the best he can merge into Brahman. Whereas in Krishna consciousness, if you are successful, you go to Goloka Vrindavan and then you sit with Krishna, will be waiting with a rasgulla for you. Are kidhar bhi jaega to rasgulla humko chhodta nahi. Rasgulla will be bliss also, it will be amrut. Plus, Krishna's association will be amrut also. Mayavadi, at the best you will go to Brahma Jyoti. Aruya Krichena Param Padam Tata Padam Tadonnatata Shmadangriyaha. After going to Brahma Jyoti, he is not having any association, he is suffering. Then he feels that, Are chalo, niche jayega. From the highest position of merging into Brahma Jyoti, he comes down to this world again. He falls down here. So which is better? In this process, yadgatvana nivartante taddhamam parama. When you come to my planet, you never come down to this material world, Krishna says. And you, even if you are successful, you go there and come back here. Which is better? You can decide yourself. Like that, take any process you want to bring. Put it in front of Krishna consciousness. I can prove you that everything else is less than Krishna consciousness as given by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nothing else. So you evaluate, you use your intelligence. So if intelligence works properly, then you can evaluate and find out that Krishna consciousness given by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the best way of doing spiritual life. Period. No comma. Period. Everything else is there, but they are lesser and lesser, lesser and lesser. Okay?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, I have two doubts. One is, what happens to the Mayavadis? Do they merge into the Brahman or they go to hedgehog planets for blaspheming the Vedic literature.
Very good. The impersonalist, they go into Brahma Jyoti. Mayavadis are also impersonalist. Mayavadi is impersonalist. Not necessarily the Mayavadi will go and merge into Brahman. Impersonalist will go and merge into Brahman. Impersonalist. Mayavadis, we are not really sure. They may not even get that. So called impersonal liberation also they will get or not is very difficult to say. There are varieties of impersonalists anyway. Somebody may be less offensive, somebody may be more offensive, somebody may be, depending upon their actual consciousness, at the best. I said at the best. So Mayavadis who are, so many Mayavadis, they think that they are already liberated while living, calling themselves Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta means liberated while living. They consider themselves to be Jivan Mukta. And Prabhupada says, they don't find any happiness in their Jivan Mukta stage, and then they come down and open hospital, college and, different kind of social activity. They get happiness. It's actually fallen situation. Even the materialistic people, those who are philanthropists, they are doing that. The transcendentalists come, nahi hota hai. So Mayavadis, yes, your question is Mayavadis whether they will merge or not, depending upon their consciousness. If they are offensive, no. If they are not offensive but they are into impersonal aspect of the Lord only, it's not that everybody is doing the same thing. There are so many kinds of impersonalists, Mayavadis also, depending upon their consciousness, at the best they can go to Brahma Jyoti.
And my second doubt is about the spiritual master. Do we need a spiritual master only up till the time we are conditioned, or is the relation with spiritual master eternal?
Whether spiritual master is required until you are conditioned, or is required even after you are liberated? It is exactly like you want to climb this. Then you put a ladder. So you climb there. Once you have reached the ladder, you kick the ladder. I don't need a ladder now. I already reached. So, this is very narrow-minded thinking. This is what some Mayavadis do that. When they say that they are liberated, they don't need actually. Mayavadis, what they do, Mayavadis also have temple. It's not that they are sitting in the forest. They have temples. They have worship also. What they say, you need all this worship. Very good. Worship is good. You need these all things until you are liberated. After you are liberated, you don't need this. Exactly like you climb the ladder. After you climbed, you kick the ladder. Whereas, a devotee, he always depends on the mercy of his spiritual master. He may be already liberated, but he always depends on the mercy of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada. So, at the age of 69, he decided to go to the West, and he took so much trouble. You can read Prabhupada Lilamrita. Simply because his spiritual master told him that you should go to the West and preach the message of Krishna consciousness. He took all the trouble and he went to the West. On the way he got heart attacks and so much trouble, single-handedly. It's a great trouble that he has to take. And what Prabhupada says, this is by the blessings of my Guru Maharaj. These all devotees have come because my Guru Maharaj has sent him. He didn't say that. See how great I am? By my preaching, all these things have come to me. He's telling, my Guru Maharaj is sending all these boys and girls of America and Europe. So, it is my Guru Maharaj's mercy that this is happening. So, if you ask a question, whether Prabhupada at the age of 70 and whether he is already liberated or not, obviously he is liberated. Otherwise, a conditioned soul cannot do this what he has done. Still he is telling, where he said at any point of time that I am the whole and soul. He is always depending on the Guru Parampara. He is telling that you surrender to the Guru and the mercy comes from the Guru. Your Guru takes your service and gives to his Guru. And his Guru gives to his Guru. Guys, that your service goes all the way up to Krishna. And Krishna sends the blessings, it comes down also. So if you properly send, you properly get it. You don't send it, you don't get it. So, yeah, Vaishnava always depends on his spiritual master's mercy eternally. He doesn't at any point say that I am self-sufficient. Abhi sab kuch ham ho gaya hai, mereko kuch zarurat nahi hai abhi. He never does that. He always depends on the mercy of his spiritual master. Because he always thinks that he is connected to Krishna through his spiritual master. Unko nikal deke toh, there will be disconnection. So he doesn't want to be disconnected. Connection is there always.
But when he goes to the spiritual world, then how does he have the relation with the spiritual master?
When he go there, he'll find it out. He will not be in the same bodily feature that he is here. He will be there. If suppose you are going to be a manjari, and there will be another manjari under whom he will be working. That may be your guru. You may not recognize him there with this feature, but then you will be serving. You will be serving. What happens in the spiritual world, we will figure it out when we go there. Right? One year in earth is one day in the heaven. One day, abhi dekhi, the Ashadi Ekadasi aayega, then it's actually the doors of the heaven will be closed. Right? Then Makar Sankranti aayega, doors of heaven will be open. Means night time ke band karke sote wo log. Wo log kabhi dhar hai koi aa jayega raat ko bhi koi. So band karke sote. So one year of earthly calculation is just one day on the heavenly planet.
Gajendra got remembrance of his prayer.
Huh?
Gajendra got remembrance of his prayer.
Gajendra got?
Remembrance of his prayer.
Remembrance, okay.
Through his subconscious.
Why don't you speak into the mic? You can hold the mic like this.
Through his subconscious mind, or it was enabled by Paramatma within.
All these subconscious and all are on the material plane. If you want something to be spiritually enlightened, then you need some spiritual help. So, he was actually sufficiently situated in spirituality in the previous life. So it is by the Krishna's mercy, who is situated within the heart. So he, Deepa, he is lighting the light of knowledge. So Krishna can anytime put the light. Jnana Deepena Bhashvata. So without Krishna, because even remembrance comes from Krishna, you know. Apohanam cha. Your forgetfulness also comes from Krishna. If Krishna wants you to forget, he can make you forget also. Remembrance also Krishna has to give. It's not that with our own intelligence we can remember. You cannot say that, I am so intelligent, at the time of death I am going to remember Krishna. No guarantee. No guarantee. Even if you have to remember, only when Krishna's mercy is there we can remember. So it is not because of things where in his subconscious mind and different level. These are all psychological terms, psychology. So spirituality is beyond psychology. So remembering comes from Krishna. It's Krishna's mercy.
One related more question. In one Upanishad it is said that Paramatma is just a witness, onlooker.
Paramatma
is just a witness.
Witness.
But in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that I direct the wandering of all living beings. Are they not two extremes, opposites?
You have to see the context what Krishna is telling. It's not contradicting, it is a context related. So, obviously, Krishna is seated within the heart. As long as you are not listening to him, he is a witness. But you want to listen to him, he can give you guidance also. He is not that eternally dekhte rahega. He can give intelligence also. Otherwise, there is a question of telling that Jnana Deepena Bhashvata kahan se aayega. It's not contradictory. When the living entity turns towards Paramatma, actually I want to surrender to you. I want to know what is the real process. then Krishna can direct you towards the real process also. Gajendra, I want to surrender, this is suffering, I am surrendering. Then Krishna gives more intelligence. He is giving his remembrance. Chalo, padatana, bhaihat kiyana, abhi. So he is giving intelligence. Remembrance is coming. So, Krishna is seated in the heart. But if a living entity wants guidance, he can guide also. When the living entity wanted to do something, then Krishna gives the opportunity and he gives the direction also what he has to do. That is also possible. Both are right. Not contradictory. It's complementary actually.
One last question. When God gives us remembrance, knowledge, forgetfulness, and he directs our life, then where is our... everything is controlled by Krishna. Then where is our
independence? He is not controlling you. Your free will is always with you. Krishna does not take anybody's free will. So in that way he is not controlling you. You are controlling your activities. If Krishna has to control everybody's activity, this whole temple will be not sufficient for the whole population of Bombay. If he has to control. Where is he controlling? We are not seeing so many people here. Only few people. On their free will they have come. Anybody forced anybody to come and sit in this Bhagavatam class? Free will is there. We don't even force Brahmacharya to sit in Bhagavatam class, what to speak of outside free will is always there. We are using our free will, and when we are using our free will, depending upon what we deserve, Krishna is giving opportunity for you to achieve your desires. He is allowing him. Otherwise, if he is not, suppose your free will is to drink water and Krishna is not wanting you to drink water, you cannot lift it actually. Kya ho raha hai? Krishna is catching. Did Krishna come and catch? Not catching, I am taking. My free will. He is not interfering with that. He says, no, Krishna is not telling me until you finish Bhagavatam class, you can't drink water. My free will. You have your free will to come and sit. You have your free will to ask question also, you see. Every one of us are exercising our free will every moment of our life. Krishna doesn't interfere. What to speak of us? Forget about us. He did not even interfere with the free will of Arjuna. He said the whole Bhagavad Gita, and you said you surrender unto me, everything you said. Huh? At the end what he said? Yatechasi tatakuru. You do as you like. He would have said very well, Krishna was his dear friend. There is no need for Bhagavad Gita. He said, I am telling you, just fight. Kotsa bada chit, chala chala. Fight karo. He said the entire Bhagavad Gita. At the end what he said, he didn't compel him. He said, now I have said what I have to say. You may please do what you like to do. And Arjuna is an intelligent disciple. He is not a dull head. Arre, main joke chahta kar sakta hai, main bhag raha hu abhi. No. Karishya vasanam tave. I know what you want me to do. Chalo, where is my Gandiva? Chalo. That's the intelligent disciple. So, if Krishna did not even take the free will of Arjuna, who are we, Tom, Dick and Harris? He is not even bothered about taking anything from us. Krishna wants us voluntarily to surrender unto him. Then only there will be love. If he forces you, where is the question of love? Krishna is not touching anybody's free will. Don't worry, he will not touch that. But if we voluntarily try to surrender unto him, we are benefited. Not for Krishna's benefit we are doing, for our own benefit we should be doing. It is our duty and it is our necessity, and this is beneficial for us. Other things are later. First thing is for us.
Puji Gajendra got realization about the temporariness of this material world and he surrendered. But we are at our stage, we have not experienced such struggle or suffering. How we can increase our surrender while continuing our duties? And
Gajendra underwent the struggle for 1000 years, so he had a real first hand experience of suffering. Bolne se kya hota hai? Bolega, wo pakda hai. We don't really experience that. We under 1000 years, first hand experience of pain. Sometimes we can give a lecture on pain. At the end of the day, when pain comes, we know that abhi mal mein pain kya hai. Pain means it will be very painful to you, very much suffering and all. Actually, when pain is there, then you may not give lecture. You say that I am self-realized about pain. फर्स्ट हैंड एक्सपीरियंस. सो ही सरेंडर्ड. अरे हमारा तो कई कहां क्रोकोडाइल पकड़ा है, हमारा क्या सफरिंग है, सफरिंग तो लगता ही नहीं है. सो हाउ कैन वी सरेंडर? दिस इज डीपर इग्नोरेंस दैट वी थिंक वी आर नॉट सफरिंग. इग्नोरेंस इज मोर स्ट्रांगर बिकॉज इवन दो सफरिंग इज देयर वी डोंट इवन सी इट एज अ सफरिंग, वी सी इट एज ऐसा ही चलता है, इट्स पार्ट ऑफ लाइफ. वी डोंट सी दैट जन्म मृत्यु जरा व्याधि दुख दोषानु दर्शन वी आर नॉट सीइंग. We are not seeing that ahara nidra bhayam aitunam se in enjoying also I am getting so much trouble, suffering. So this suffering is very subtle. So we are not even recognizing that it is a suffering. Whether it is suffering or not, we need a certificate from somebody who is authorized source. May certificate dega, there is no suffering, what is the value of it? Lord Krishna says, dukkalayam ashashvatam. If Krishna is telling this is dukkalayam and I am thinking it is sukhalayam, I am in deep ignorance and illusion, no? If you go to outside world, they say, what is suffering, you know? You people always, you know, why are you negative in life here? Yeah? You should be positive, you know? Kya suffering hai? Aisa hi karna. Ignorance. Deep ignorance. You cannot see also what is happening to you. Somebody, you go to the hospital. Somebody is in ICU. Just they removed him from the ventilator. And so many tubes are connected here. And you go and ask him, how are you? Ah, I am okay. He is thinking that previously I was not even conscious. I didn't even see things. Now I am seeing, I am okay now. Seeing the roof only, not the whole world actually. He is telling okay. Outside people know that how much okay he is. He is not really okay, he is thinking he is okay. So material world is dukkalayam. The creator himself has branded it. Don't change this brand. You can't change it. You can be in illusion thinking it is sukhalayam. Krishna himself has said dukkalayam. How it is dukkalayam, you should try to understand. It is dukkalayam because whatever happiness you are getting, it is very temporary. Exactly like somebody is drowning. And you, after some time, you just take him out of the water. He feels, थोड़ा हवा मिल गया अभी, यू थिंक सुखा, देन अगेन इज ब्रह्मणिंग एंड दट मोमेंटरी हैप्पीनेस, वॉट इज द वैल्यू ऑफ इट? लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ थिंग्स आर गोइंग ऑन. सो द वेरी नेचर इज दुखालयम. वन नीड्स इंटेलिजेंस टू सी इट इज दुखालयम. फॉर दैट यू नीड द आईज टू बी ओपन. इफ योर आईज इज क्लोज, हाउ यू कैन सी? लाइक कैट इज क्लोजिंग द आईज, आईज आर नथिंग, नो प्रॉब्लम एक्चुअली. होल यूनिवर्स इज डार्क नाउ. द कैट इज क्लोजिंग द आईज एंड थिंकिंग दैट होल यूनिवर्स इज डार्क. Nothing is dark, it's full of light. In the same way, if we are like cat thinking that, you know, oh, everything is fine here, the reality is something else, you are only temporarily, getting relief from the threat. But threat is always there. So, one is intelligence. So, one who is intelligent, he can see the difficulty of the world, then he can take the process which can relieve him permanently from that difficulty. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Itai Gaura Premanande.